This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. In a last-minute deal, Hamas freed 8 Israeli hostages Thursday in exchange for Israel's release of more Palestinian prisoners. We get the very latest from the AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The latest exchange extends the ceasefire in Gaza by another day. But any further renewal of the truce, now in its 7th day, could prove more daunting because Hamas is expected to set a higher exchange rate for many of the remaining hostages. International pressure has mounted for the truce to continue. Hamas's deadly attack on October 7th has been followed by Israeli bombardment and a ground campaign. Thousands of Palestinians in Gaza have been killed, and more than three-quarters of the population of 2.3 million have been uprooted. I'm Norman Hall.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has been visiting an area of active hostilities in the Kharkiv region. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma report.
At a military base there, Zelensky met General Oleksandr Sirutsky, the commander of Ukraine's ground forces, and other high-ranking military officers. Zelensky told the military team, take care of yourselves, take care of your fellow soldiers who fight next to you every day. I wish you victory, be strong, do not lose initiative. Defend the Kharkiv region, Kupiansk. It's the second day the Ukrainian president has been touring the country. On Wednesday, he visited Kherson, Mykolaiv, and Odessa in southern Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Republican majority in the House of Representatives passed a measure that would permanently freeze the $6 billion recently transferred by the U.S. in a prisoner swap with Iran. The measure is unlikely to receive support in the Democrat-controlled Senate. U.S. officials noted the money has not yet been made available to Iran. It can only be